I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Coming to you live tonight on Aftermath.fm. We're also on Aftermath TV. You go to Aftermath.media. That's Aftermath.media. Sign up. $4.99. You get the shows for $9.99. You get the full effect, including Ground Zero TV, where we're broadcasting the show. You see us live on camera by going to Aftermath.media. It's $9.99 to sign up. Go ahead and do that. And it's a lot of fun. You get to see us, what we're like behind the scenes. And you know, it's just an open mic and an open camera. And it's basically something that a lot of listeners wanted. So we decided to give them what they wanted. So just go to aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Oh, and groundzeromerch.com. We finally got the thing shortened so I can remember it. In my old age, I can't remember, you know, certain URLs. So it's Aftermath. No, I even forgot it then. No, it's groundzeromerch.com. I don't know where I am. Groundzeromerch.com. That's groundzeromerch.com. There you can get all your T-shirts and hoodies and all kinds of good things. Give the gift of Ground Zero this Christmas. Oh, we even have the erectile dysfunction shirts that are available right now. You can go get those. A lot of people said they liked that graphic during the election and they want to wear it because it kind of explains where are we all right now with the election and what's going on with the final tally and all that. You know, speaking of which, this morning I made the big mistake of watching CNN for a long time. But I had to. It was just aggravating me. You know, like I say, every morning I wake up and I lean over, kiss Janine. I say, good morning, dear. And I get on my phone and I'm looking over the email and I'm looking over the websites. I go to Drudge Report. And I kind of, you know, beleaguerly get out of bed. I go to the shower, come back, throw on some clothes, put a comb through my hair. And I say, okay, honey, I'm going to go make me a cup. I'm going to go downstairs and go watch the news. And I do that every day. I watch CNN. That's the first thing sometimes I get a little courageous and I watch The View. Or I watch, Seacrest and Kelly or whatever, Ryan and Kelly. And then I watch CNN. And then I watch TMZ, or I watch Bloomberg, or I just go through what's going on. And it's like the rundown. Okay, if something catches my eye, I stick with it for a while. Well, CNN got on my nerves today, and I was just watching it for a long time, and it got really annoying. Okay, and of course, I always end up waking up when Breonna Keeler's on, and I can't stand her because, see, with Breonna Keeler on CNN, all you get is I hate Trump. I hate Trump. Let's go to the death numbers. Okay, let's bring on an expert who hates Trump just as much as I do. Do you hate Trump? Yes, I certainly hate Trump, and I'm an expert. See, even an expert hates Trump. Now let's go back to the death tolls. Death tolls? And it's like they spin the wheel and death tolls come. Then they come back and they say, okay, so is there anyone out there that hates Trump as much as I hate Trump? Good. We're going to bring someone else on that hates Trump. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mesothelioma kills you. Okay, we're back. That's what it is. I mean, join in my pain. Wake up around the time I do, which is around 9:30 Pacific time. Turn on CNN and you get that. You know, it's hate Trump, death tolls, mesothelioma commercial, hate Trump, Truvada commercials. Or if you can't afford your blood clotting medicines, we'll pay for them. Or Medicare, or Joe Namath, call now. It's just the same thing over and over. It's like the drug companies pay for CNN. They're the ones pushing their products. But today was especially annoying because, well, you know, a lot of people, they want to know where I stand politically. I don't really have a political stance. But what I do is I observe how politics operate. And today it was this. It was this incessant assertion that what was going on is that Trump keeps saying that the election was fraudulent. And so what CNN's doing now is they have this assertion that Trump basically not conceding is killing people. Literally. I mean, that's what they're telling the American people now. They're saying Trump is not conceding. He's not capitulating. Therefore, it's killing more people. They are literally reporting that since Trump will not capitulate and let Biden in to start his transition situation, He is literally killing more Americans as COVID-19 has unexpectedly spiked, putting a strain on our hospitals and killing thousands. Okay? And it's true. It's true. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I even said it to my wife. I said, honey, they're now saying that Trump is killing people because he's not conceding. CNN is reporting that the longer Trump waits, the death tolls will continue to rise. So it's starting to sound like a threat, right? As it's most concerning coincidental that most of these new lockdowns they're basically going to continue until the Electoral College confirms their vote on December the 14th. I mean, we're going till about December 10th here in Oregon. Places are going even longer. CNN reported this. This is what they reported. All of this constitutional chicanery is coinciding with a pandemic that Trump has ignored, denied, and downplayed, and is killing many thousands of Americans. A week is only adding to the surreal sense of political purgatory in Washington caused by an outgoing president who is putting a bruised ego ahead of the health of hundreds of millions of Americans. Even Joe Biden is even saying that he and his administration are going to be behind by weeks and months being able to put together the whole initiative relating to the biggest promise he claims to have made, and that is to distribute a vaccine from two drug companies that have a 95% effectiveness. So in other words, and this is what I'm getting from it, Trump is killing people because they're holding back the vaccine. That's what it sounds like. Joe's saying, hey, he's holding us back from getting those two vaccines out there that are 95% effective. Trump, the longer he waits and doesn't let Biden into the White House, he's killing people. So they're holding back the distribution of this vaccine until Joe Biden becomes president. Okay, I mean, they can release it now if they wanted to. They can release it now because it would be a panacea for those who are terrified. It would push us towards a semblance of normal in a lot of respects. But no. It again shows itself as yet another political football. If Trump is playing so cavalier with human life, as the media and the experts say, then it appears that Joe Biden is too. I mean, what's stopping him from just handing out the vaccine like Santa hands out candy canes? What's stopping Trump from doing it? I mean, look, I'm not saying that we should take a vaccine that has just been rushed through and now here it is. But there are a lot of people out there that would take it and they would feel more, they would feel better. It's the placebo effect. They'd feel better about themselves if they took the vaccine. And they would be able to lay off all these people that want to basically go out and celebrate Thanksgiving with their families or even have a Christmas this year. I mean, what they're doing here is they're trying to make it sound like this is science. They bring on experts. Like I said, let's bring on an expert that hates Trump. Do you hate Trump? Yes, I do. Why? Because he's not conceding, and if he doesn't concede, he's going to kill millions of Americans or thousands of Americans or whatever. I mean, that's not science. This is not facts over fear. This is retaliation, okay? This is retaliation and vengeance that I'm hearing here. CNN claims that they follow the science. So if it's a scientific fact that Trump's investigation into election fraud is killing more Americans and that more people will die if he doesn't concede, then perhaps we should conclude that there is fraud and negligence of another kind going on here. I mean, think about that for a moment. I mean, I just can't figure out why so many Americans put faith in mainstream corporate outlets for an accurate summary of the news. I mean, I guess people feel like they have no choice but to assume that what they're hearing or watching is being doled out by some commentator that has the monopoly on truth. When it is said that the mainstream controls the narrative, it's not an understatement. Six corporations own 90% of all media platforms in the United States, effectively controlling the narrative, whether on foreign policy, legislation, or any goal that fits its needs. Real news in the past was supposed to be objective. And people were not paid to go on national news programs to spew combative and scandalous drivel. I mean, today, what? Rudy Giuliani was talking about this whole Dominion thing, and they were talking, and apparently they pointed out that he had this hair dye that was dripping down his face. But you know what the media called him? A liar. Rudy Giuliani is a liar. Who the hell makes them the judge and jury? When is it that a person in the media can tell you how to think? I mean, There's just as much proof that Giuliani is a liar as there is that there's election fraud in the same respect. And that's what confuses me. Because, you know, back when I was doing news journalism, I never would have gone on the air and said, you know, President Clinton is a liar. Or President Clinton is this, or President Clinton is that. You just don't do that. But they're doing that now. Or I would never go on the air and say, oh, by the way, I hate President Trump. I've never said I hated President Trump. I said I really don't like him all that much. I said he's trying to be a good president. We got to respect the fact that he's trying to be a good president. But just because I don't like a lot of things that he does doesn't mean I'm anti-Trump. It doesn't mean I'm pro-Trump. It just means that I have an opinion. But now it's turned into this tribal cult-like mentality where we can't even find a way to agree on anything. And I think the media has a lot to do with it. I mean, so far, I mean, I've not seen that this country, I mean, I've not seen it in this country, but what I've seen, though, is I've seen that people are quick to call out what they basically go, well, if you don't believe this, you're a fascist. If you don't believe what I believe, you're a fascist. But see, what it is this so-called fascism, or whatever this fascism is, seems to be pretty detailed. But basically, ideas on how to eradicate anyone who doesn't agree with you. You say, oh, well, fascist, he's a fascist. I don't agree with him. Fascism should not be used as a description for something you don't like. But thanks to the media and newspeak, we've been able to accept the word without the means to define it. Oh, and there's something else they're calling it now, too. Trump is the president of a parallel universe. I heard this today, and I about died. Remember we were talking about how Trump may have been a time traveler? And we kind of half-jokingly say, isn't this fascinating? Well, now CNN, today, called Trump a time traveler. Right? Well, wait, no. He's the president in a parallel universe, they say. They said that today. Very interesting choice of words. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.